maybe. Episode 121.
121.
There are no famous 121s out there, though. But wasn't Dominique Wilkins' number?
He was 21.
Yeah, there you go, 21. Atlanta. Famous Atlanta Hawk.
Famous Atlanta Hawk.
Yeah.
Dominique Wilkins. And just a... He was not only a phenomenal player, but just a good
guy.
Good dude.
Yeah, he just does a lot of a lot of good things for
the community. Does he still broadcast Hawks games? I think he does. I don't know, but I don't listen
to or watch enough basketball to know the answer to
that. I think if we go long enough, I think that he will end up being Atlanta's Babe Ruth. And here's what I mean by that.
Is there a statue of him already?
Here's what I mean. Is there a statue? I think there is.
I feel like there is.
I feel like there's a
statue.
There's
a bronze. Yeah, there's a bronze.
But Boston was famous for trading Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Right? And then they had the curse of the Bambino.
Right.
And never won the World Series for like, you know, almost 100 years or whatever, right? The Hawks, the poor Hawks, I mean, they've never, the farthest they've gotten is the Eastern Conference Finals. And that was a few years ago. But they've never won the finals. Right.
Right.
And I think it's going to end up being the curse of Dominique Wilkins. Like, you know, you traded him away. You traded him, you know, and, you know, I don't know. Was he in his prime? I mean, he was at the back half
like
of his prime.
I feel like he was over. He may have been on the downslope.
But still, like, didn't get much in return. Like, it's just bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad look.
I don't know how many seasons he played for the Hawks. I mean, he was here for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was awesome. So the curse of there's no good rhyme time there.
Yeah.
But anyway, 121. Here's what I think we should talk about today, Rob. This is a weird one. It's kind of fun. What are things that we wouldn't work on, right? Not necessarily like an ethics thing, you know what I mean? But like,
could be.
Hey, are there brands or are there categories or are there things that we actually wouldn't work on, you know? And yeah, agencies pass on things for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But is there any type of client out there or any type of category that we wouldn't – that we'd be like, hard pass, you know, immediate. No,
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked a lot about things we enjoy working on, so it is interesting to flip the script a little bit and talk about things that we wouldn't work on. And I'll start with an anecdote. So oftentimes we obviously work most often direct client, but a lot of times agencies will hire us as just sort of creative guns on projects. And this was one of those particular instances where I got a call. And the call started with, hey, we want to involve you guys in some work, but I need to know if you would be opposed to this category or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my very first response was, and I know this person pretty well, for a long time, so I could be kind of silly. And I said, well, it's either cigarettes or something to do with sex.
Yeah.
And there's only one of those that I won't work on. And so that was my response.
Yeah.
So after the chuckles came up, it was, no, it's actually neither.
Yeah.
And the category was, drum roll, cultivated meat.
Yes.
Cultivated meat. And so for those not in the know, what is cultivated meat? Cultivated meat is effectively, meat that they can call meat or chicken. Because it's made from stem cells.
Yes, right? It's lab-grown meat.
It's lab-grown meat that's made from actual stem cells from actual animals.
Yeah, so cultivated cells from the animal themselves.
Yeah.
And then they replicate them.
It's cloning.
Into like, basically. Here's a slab of meat.
Yeah.
That I guess is formed like a...
It's grown just like meat grows, only it's not grown on an animal.
Yeah, exactly. So there's no animal cruelty.
And, you know, a big part of the industry is... And we learned this going through the process, which kind of tells you our thoughts on it. We did end up working on it. But the idea is that... From a macro perspective, we are going to run out of food.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the planet is growing and, at such a rate that there will come a time where we run out of food.
And yeah. We keep multiplying and keep taking all the resources.
Yeah.
And pretty soon, I mean, we already joke like how many farm animals outnumber, you know, humans on the planet.
Right.
Things like that. Right. So,
So that's at the sort of the macro level. And then, you drill down into just the ethical nature of animal cruelty and all those kind of things like that. And so it was an interesting question because, I don't know anything about that industry.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I knew it existed, but I've never spent an ounce of thought on it until I was posed that question.
Well, it's kind of sci-fi, you know?
It's very sci-fi.
It's like in the future,
it's
we
very
just,
sci-fi.
Eat a pill.
And it's kind of, odd. And, yeah. and I remember I got the call and I kind of thought about it. And then I actually called you.
Yes, you did.
And was like, hey, I got a weird one for you. How do you feel about this? And I think just, you know, to keep it short and simple, we kind of agreed that we didn't really have an ethical opposition to this.
No, I'd try a lab grown meat.
I would absolutely try a piece of lab grown chicken.
Yeah.
Or a lab grown filet.
Yeah.
Without any prejudice, really.
Yeah.
And so we decided to go ahead and move forward on the business. But it is interesting because a lot of people disagree with it.
Yeah.
Florida has already,
They've already banned it. Preemptively banned.
And there are several states, primarily in the southeastern region of the United States.
Yeah.
And a surprise to no one, where they are following suit. I think West Virginia and a few other states are following suit to try and ban it. Now, a lot of that obviously has to do with lobbying.
Yes. You stole my thunder. That's what I was going to jump
There's obviously a big lobby against that from cattle ranchers and everything else, you know, all the meat manufacturers.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, all of the big meat and chicken manufacturers are all invested in this because they have to be.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Just like anything else, they have to diversify. And you know, there are a few different companies. I'm going down the weeds, but there are three or four large. There are a lot of companies trying to do this. There are three or four big players that have kind of emerged and are leading the charge on this.
Yeah, and this isn't going away, I don't think, because there have...
No. It will happen.
Yeah, there have already been levels of FDA approvals and clearance. I mean, things have already gone through. Like, it's happening. I mean, this train is rolling.
Yeah.
You know, it's a matter of how fast people are going to jump on this train and then how readily available they'll be.
Marijuana will be federally legal pretty soon.
Yeah.
But it's taken a while. So this is not dissimilar to that, I would say.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
In terms of adoption. But there's, it's an interesting thing. Somebody's going to be first to market to do it. And, you know, it'll change the face of.
Yeah. Here's what's interesting to me is that even though it's not, plucked off of a living animal, right? One of the things we learned is that you are allowed to call it meat because it is from cultivated cells.
Correct.
Right. Unlike, cause you had mentioned the lobbying, unlike, milk, right? Milk kind of, gave away the farm, pun intended, right? They didn't challenge when everybody else started calling their products milk, almond milk, soy milk, oat
coconut
milk. Yeah. All that stuff. Like, none of that is milk.
Right.
You know, but the train left the station on that one and you can't stuff that back in, right? There is a lot of like artificial, you know, like the Impossible Burger and sort of those cauliflower-based meats and chicken nuggets and whatever that. And the poultry industry, you know, they're trying their best to be like, hey, you can't call it chicken if there's no chicken.
If there's no chicken in it.
You know? Right. Which actually makes sense when think about it, right?
Of course.
However, this it is meat. That's what's so weird about this whole thing to me.
It is an odd one.
It is meat. You can call it meat. Yeah. It is meat. It is cultured animal cells that are grown into meat. You know, it's just without the cruelty and all the byproduct and potentially even like harmful aspect of the environment, right? If the labs, you know.
Right.
Can manage it without, you know, extraneous like energy outputs, things like that, right? So yeah, that's an odd one, and we both said, yeah, let's give it a shot.
We both said, sure, we'll give it a shot.
Have we ever disagreed on pitching something or going after something or anything?
I don't think so. I mean, we've had some strange ones along the way where we're both like,
facial fitness. Do you remember that one?
Oh yeah, I absolutely remember facial fitness.
Who's that guy?
There's
in
a
the
lot
Porsche
of
over there.
Bad Shark Tank ideas in need of marketing.
Yeah,
that you know are bad ideas and are never gonna. They're gonna be lemons.
Yes, yes.
But I think there are. So I would to answer that. I would say no. I don't think there's anything that you and I haven't seen eye to eye on as to whether or not we would take it on or not take it on.
Sure, sure.
But I think about, you know, it's interesting to think about because cigarettes, right? Tobacco. Yeah. I mean, I would say no.
You would.
I would say no.
Okay, interesting.
You know, I don't think.
I'd say yes.
I'd say, well, there we go. Our first disagreement there.
It's hard to make a blanket statement without knowing everything, but I think that unlike the 90s, for example, right, where we clearly have Joe Camel, we clearly have Marlboro Points.
Yeah.
I mean, we clearly have this like.
We're marketing to kids.
A lot of people are still smoking in all these places and we are marketing to kids and we are trying to get people hooked on the cancer train. You know what I mean? There's a big, you know, I think my answer then would be a resounding no. We're absolutely not doing that, right? But now I think because the Surgeon General's warnings, because everything's so locked down, because there is such a, at least here in the States, you know, there's such a divide of young people versus, you know, to me it doesn't feel, it feels like it's very boxed in. Like, tobacco products, everyone knows they're bad for you. It's not like 5 out of 5 doctors recommend Camel cigarettes, you know? So it feels like this very kind of closed off adult corner of the world that I don't have. But again, that's just me kind of
waxing poetic. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why do you think all the vape come in all these great fun flavors?
Blueberry, raspberry.
Yeah, why do you think that is?
Well, because the same reason that Juul, you know, lost every single lawsuit and went belly up.
Yeah.
Because
they're targeting kids.
Because they're targeting kids. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I don't know. For me, and maybe it is just a hangover, from,
I mean, where does
from cigarettes?
Where does Marlboro like advertise?
In West Virginia.
Because they're not allowed to like.
In Kentucky.
Well, I mean, I guess. But like.
You can still do. Can they do billboards anymore?
Because remember, it used to be the Winston Cup. I mean, they used to be the title sponsor of like multiple sporting events and the Virginia Slims like tennis tournament.
I don't know what they can do or can't do anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see the Marlboro Man anymore.
No. He died.
Yeah, he died of lung cancer.
It's horrible.
So I don't know. I mean, for me, I think my gut reaction would be
no.
I don't know that I can do that. And part of that also is to just, you know, me having kids and the age that they are. Now, here's where I'm a total hypocrite.
We work on booze?
We work on a lot of booze.
Yeah. That's
and
not good for
which
you.
Is worse? I don't know, man. It's a toss up.
Yeah.
And so that's you know, I'm not afraid to sound like a little
bit.
Well,
and we've worked on, you know, marijuana products, you know. Or CBD.
I find CBD and marijuana probably less harmful than either tobacco or alcohol.
That's just my personal opinion. I don't disagree with that at all. I'm with you on that. The one thing we have passed on is political stuff. I mean, we have been approached by politics.
Yep.
I've always said no, regardless of party, just no. It doesn't. Most of the initial response to no is because it's always crash and burn timing and they're never, I shouldn't say never, but like, no one's set up for success in a situation with what we've been approached with in the past. So it has nothing to do with left or right or whatever.
Correct.
Like that. It's like, hey, we've got this, like it's always, you know, a last minute emergency, you know, like this is not going to be fun to work on.
All right. Well, let me ask you this question.
If
we were approached to develop a campaign for, let's call it, it doesn't matter if it's a presidential candidate or what level it is, doesn't matter, a governor.
Okay.
Whatever. And it was something that we aligned on in our beliefs, right?
Okay.
And we had ample time to develop the identity, the campaign frame, like the whole thing.
The whole shebango.
Yeah. Would you turn it away?
I mean, I am 80% on the yes, turn it away.
Turn it away.
It would take a lot for me to,
because you would feel like you're planting a flag in the ground.
I think so. Yeah. I think you just get lumped in with that, you know, you get put in that wash and you don't control that. Right. And there's so many other forces around, especially with how charged everything is from a political environment now. Right. It's just you're lumped in with that category whether you want to be or not.
Yeah.
So I mean, my gut would say, even if I was a believer, you know, what I mean? Like, oh, I met this person and they're awesome. And I believe that they're trying to do good in the world. And, you know, from XYZ perspective, I'd probably still pass. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a chance that I'd do it.
But, yeah. I mean, it's again, a blanket statement is tough to make, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just hate politics.
Yeah.
With a passion.
Yeah.
I don't know how good I would be at it. I just can't, you know. I loathe it so much.
Yeah. It's not, I mean, that would probably be my least favorite category to consider working within. Right? I mean, because you have extreme timelines, you have extreme hours.
And you know that a big part of it's going to be smear stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just is. It's going to be negative. It's just.
I mean, years ago, I remember interviewing, we were hiring at this agency I was at and we were interviewing and a guy came in and he, you know, worked at a political shop, you know, and it was like, here's every mailer under the sun about this, that and whatever. And it was like, you know, you're 2 years out of school and literally your whole book is just negative political. Like, oh, I feel so bad for you.
It's just spammy and crappy and gross. You know, but I think it's different if you were to say, like, oh, like the team behind, like, Obama's Hope, you know, and the image and that whole thing, right? Yeah, the artist that did that and the whole, all that stuff. Yeah. Like, to me, that's different. It's different if it's, hey, we need an identity for a candidate or something, and not the, like, tactical deployment of the actual campaign.
Yeah. Well, Pentagram did Hillary's brand.
Pentagram did.
Yeah, Michael Beirut did that, you know, and he, and it was, it was, for those that don't remember, it was the H with the crossbar was the arrow, but the arrow was red and he was pointing to the right and everybody went cuckoo pants on that.
Yeah.
And he had to defend that and stuff like that. But I think to your point, he didn't do like the ongoing political.
Right. That's just the identity.
It was just like we developed the basis of your look and feel for your campaign.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I think Mechanism did Biden's.
Really?
Okay. They did some aspect of that. Anyway, but yeah, I wouldn't be inclined to work on political stuff. Probably.
Yeah. That's probably, I mean, honestly, that's probably the only category I wouldn't want, you know, I mean, I would work in the sins, you know what I mean? The cigarettes and the alcohol and, you know, the perceived sins.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've never done anything adult entertainment scenario. I don't think
that. Oh, I'd be all in on that.
I don't think that would.
Sex toys? You got it.
Well, yeah.
Bring it on.
I guess, you know, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with, you know, packaging for XYZ product.
I don't have any kind of problem with that whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
if you're out there listening to this, bring it out.
By definition, that can't really hurt you or kill you.
Yeah. I mean, sure.
Right. It's not harm. I mean, it can be abused like anything else,
but
the product itself is not a harmful product.
Generally
speaking.
No, agreed. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot, you know, ethics and design and advertising is an interesting, you know, slop pot, right? I mean, how many, I mean, not to air, you know, but super old dirty laundry, but like, how many old Kellogg's briefs do we listen through, you know, and the end result is, well, 1/3 less sugar is still way too much sugar for anyone to be eating. One breakfast bowl, you know, it was like, you know, and that's not cereal to kids. Don't get me, or cigarettes to kids. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
You know, but it's like, okay, this really isn't healthy. Like,
no,
you're trying to
Captain
promote this.
Crunch is not good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just not.
I think that's Post or General.
Well,
Mills or something,
you get the point.
So I mean, there, you know, those are kind of funny advertorial, you know, anecdotes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, along the line. But to some people, that is where they would draw the line.
Okay. Well, know? let's. I'm going to shift gears for a second. And it's something topical. I watched the other day the South Park episode, the Ozempic episode.
Sure.
Ozempic / Lizzo episode.
Okay. Got it.
And that got me thinking about, it's brilliant. Anybody who hasn't seen it, go watch it.
Yeah, those guys still got it.
Absolutely fantastic. But that got me thinking about drug companies and drug company advertising, right?
Yeah.
And that is an ethical play too, depending on the drug, right?
Yeah.
And it's,
ask your doctor for whatever.
Yeah. And it's okay. Are some of these drugs, are they good for you? Are they bad for you?
No.
I don't know. I mean, it depends. Some are, some aren't, right?
Sure.
But that's another ethical one. And we've never really worked on
pharma. Yeah.
We've done a lot of medical device stuff and things like that, but we've never really dove into pharma.
Yeah.
And what's so great about pharma is that I love that finally along, it's kind of like somebody turning upside down the ketchup bottle. Cause duh.
Yeah.
Somebody finally in the legal department just went, can we just make up a word for the name of the drug?
Yeah.
And so now it's all just great Ozempic. It's all just this Manjaro.
Yeah.
It's all these just fantastic made up words.
Well, there are firms out there. I mean, there are big high priced that are just sitting on, you know, they have all the names already done.
Oh yeah.
You know,
and the URLs bought
all
the things
trademarks,
bought.
All
you
know.
Absolutely.
And there's a method to the madness on, do you end in a consonant? Do you end in an uplifting vowel? Do you, you know, how many, you know, like how aggressive do you want this
word
to sound?
Throw a Z in there.
Yeah, exactly. So, and sometimes they're like derivatives of the actual active ingredient.
Oh, 100%.
You know, but a lot of times they're really not.
A lot of times they're
it's just whatever.
Made up.
Yeah.
But I love too that on a lot of those made up names, I mean, I can only imagine the pitch, right? And the story that they craft.
Oh boy.
around the made-up word and why it is what it is.
They have such bad logos, too. All of those drugs have, like, the world's like, everything has a swoosh in it from the 90s.
Yeah.
They've got – even Botox to this – I mean, Botox. Everyone knows Botox.
Yeah. You know?
Botox's logo is horrible.
I don't even know. I can't picture it in my head.
Nobody cares.
It's forgettable. Right.
Nobody cares because you get your little prescription thing, and there's no logos on that. It's got CVS's logo or Walgreens or whatever, you know. But the more that they leapfrog doctors and go to consumers, right?
Yeah.
And then say, hey, ask your doctor for, you know, Ozempic or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You know, they do develop consumer brands for all these things.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's its own weird ball of wax is pharma stuff. I mean, just the legal requirements, you know, I mean, I think they all looked at cigarettes and was like, okay, now, that's why every ad has a whole nother ad with just the legal warning.
Love the every single one has to say, do not take this if you're allergic to
it. I know. Yeah.
That's ignoring even the laundry list of side effects that they then go through for 30 seconds.
Everyone will kill you. Yeah.
This will kill you.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's don't take Xarelto if allergic.
If
to
you're
Xarelto.
Allergic to Xarelto.
Yeah. Yeah. We've leaped over gas with oily discharge and gone straight to every single thing will kill
you.
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, that's a whole nother podcast about ethicalness of, promising. Promising people, you know, end results, right? Without having to do the work, I guess. So. I mean, that being said, I would work on pharmaceutical stuff. That's just not we've never really,
we've not leaned into that.
We haven't leaned into that. Mm-hmm. We're, you know, we've got a tremendous amount of experience on repairing the body, you know, with either the hardware shop or using your own body.
Well, I think with something like pharma, it's so detailed and so just riddled with compliance issues and everything else that you really have to know what you're doing. And that's why you have shops that just specialize in that. That's all they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there is an incredible knowledge base that comes along with doing
it. So it sounds like pretty much politics as of right now is the only thing that we both
Politics, I think we'd both be like, we're a little divided on cigarettes, or vapes or I guess tobacco products. Zen. Are you gonna dip? Okay, if somebody Copenhagen calls,
I'd be fine with it. We potentially did have an opportunity in that path. Didn't manifest itself.
We did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which
you're forgetting. Zen. There was a potential opportunity.
Was there
opportunity.
A potential for Zen?
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't come to pass.
So
maybe I should be saying that out loud. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, it's on the internet. It'll be there forever. So. Well, here's what we need. We need somebody to write in and with a crazy, wacky, project for us and see if we can do it.
Bring us your questionable, ethical, scandalous products.
Yeah, exactly.
And see what we say.
Yeah, and we will make a magical success from those things. So, all right. Where can everybody find us, Mr.
Rob? You can find us on the internet, of course, at mocktheagency.com, and we're all over the socials. We're not hard to find.
Cool.
All right. I'm going to let people guess where they can find us there. I'm not going to tell them.
Okay. Too many socials.
They're gonna have to use your brains.
All right, thanks everybody.